This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephone conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin and exchanged perspectives on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he spoke with Mr. Putin and discussed the measures to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that he shared his insights from the recent visit to Ukraine. He also reiterated India's firm commitment to support an early, abiding and peaceful resolution of the conflict. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has reiterated India's full support for Brazil's G20 presidency. Dr. Jaishankar stated this during his opening remarks at the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission meeting co-chaired by his Brazilian counterpart Mauro Vieira in Delhi today. Mr. Jaishankar appreciated Brazil's unique initiatives centered on the theme of building just world and sustainable planet. He noted that the strategic partnership between India and Brazil, which was established in 2006, has diversified over the years. Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that bilateral relations with Brazil now span a wide range of domains, including defence, space, security, including cybersecurity, trade and investment. He also mentioned that New Delhi is pleased to see a growing appreciation of Indian culture, performing arts and philosophy in Brazil. The first meeting of National Task Force formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals was held today. The meeting was chaired by Cabinet Secretary, in which all members, including Home Secretary and Health Secretary, were present. The meeting discussed in detail on various issues and the members put forth their suggestions. The Union Health Ministry has created a national portal on its website under the title Suggestions to NTF for seeking suggestions from individuals and different stakeholders across the country. Suggestions of major stakeholders and those received on the portal will be collated by Union Health Ministry for further consideration of the members of National Task Force. The meeting will also be held tomorrow through video conference to discuss short-term measures regarding security of medical professionals with state chief secretaries and DGPs. In Kolkata, reports of clashes between police and protesters are pouring in from Howrah Bridge, Foreshore Road and Santragachi in Howrah as student groups hold the Navana Abhijan rally. Protesters are demanding the resignation of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee over the alleged rape and murder of the doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital. The filing of nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended this evening. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on 18th of next month. The scrutiny of nominations will take place tomorrow, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is Friday. Voting for the next two phases will be held on 25th of September and 1st of October. The results will be announced on 4th of October. The BJP released the third list of its candidates for the ensuing assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. The party has fielded Devendra Singh Rana from Nagrota seat, Pavan Gupta from Udhampur West seat, Chaudhary Abdul Ghani from Poonch Haveli district and Baldev Raj Sharma from the Mata Vaishno Devi seat. The names of the candidates were approved by the BJP Central Election Committee. Heavy rains continue to lash several parts of Gujarat for the third consecutive day, severely affecting normal life. 75 dams in the states are overflowing, while more than 45 have been put on high alert. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in several districts of Gujarat today. In Bihar, several villages in Bhagalpur, Katihar, Khamaria, Patna and Munger districts are affected by flooding due to rising water levels. In the U.S. Open tennis tournament, Iga Swiatek, Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner will be in action later today in New York. Day two of the U.S. Open brings the top half of the men's and women's singles onto the court in Flushing Meadows in the first round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.